This program is intended for individuals who are blind or are unable to read physical print and is brought to you by CABVI's Audio Information Services team.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Kiplinger Personal Finance Magazine. I'm Jeff Eisman, and today I'll be reading from a recent edition of the magazine, hoping to help inform you for many of your financial decisions with positive, up-to-date information. And the first article today is, I think, rather timely, given that we're well into spring and thinking forward to summer. The headline of this article is, A Guide to Taking a Long Vacation. Going on an extended getaway can deepen the benefits of traveling. Here's how to plan your trip without busting your budget. And it's an article by Laura Petrucca of the Kiplinger staff. If you've been dreaming of a month-long beachside retreat or a six-week bike trek through Europe, start planning your itinerary. It's easier and more affordable than ever to take a long vacation. Extended travel is no longer the domain of just the rich and famous or recent college grads. Thanks to the ease of international communications, flexible work arrangements, and sophisticated trip planning tools, long-duration getaways are becoming far more accessible. By taking a month or more to travel, you may enjoy a host of benefits, such as broadening your perspective, enhancing your language skills, and deepening your knowledge of different cultures. It's one of the few opportunities to unplug, reflect, and see how others live, says Elliot Apple, a certified financial planner and the founder of Kindness Financial Planning, based in Madison, Wisconsin, who recently himself returned from 7 weeks exploring Australia and New Zealand. Kip Patrick, an avid traveler who has visited more than 100 countries, often for long stays, says his excursions have enriched both his everyday life and his global advocacy and communications role at the United Nations Foundation. Traveling helps develop empathy, he says. It brings about a better understanding of cultures, people, and situations that otherwise you may never experience or see. So, are you ready to leave home and do some exploring yourself? Here's a guide on how to prepare. First, focus on your goals. Envision your first night back home after an extended vacation. What would have made the trip ideal? Think through the climate, food, culture, activities, and cost. Would it be adventurous or relaxing? Luxurious or rugged? Would you have traveled to a mountain or a beach? Both? Neither? If you plan to journey with others, such as a partner or group of friends, it's helpful for each of you to list the elements of an ideal trip. Then compare results. For extended travels through Tanzania, Madagascar, and Borneo, and other destinations in Africa and Asia, Patrick and his wife, Liz Zipsy, each made a wish list of the places they most wanted to see and the adventures they most wanted to have. Luckily, says Patrick, the lists were pretty similar. Once you have a clear idea of the type of travel that appeals to you, make a short list of potential destinations. In addition to dream areas and activities, consider adding some more economical choices. For instance, if relaxing in the Maldives is your ultimate desire, you could also put less expensive Costa Rica on your list. Or, instead of spending a month visiting Italian wineries, you could opt for 4 weeks exploring Sonoma and Napa Valley in California. Second, crunch some numbers. Research the costs associated with each of your choices to see which best fits your budget. Factor in the cost of transportation, lodging, meals, activities, and shopping. Also account for the exchange rate if you're traveling to a location that doesn't use the U.S. dollar as its currency. Then add 10 to 20% to your total as a buffer. That's according to Derek DeMano, a certified financial planner and founder of Flagship Asset Services, which is a financial planning firm based in Towson, Maryland. he recommends using a spreadsheet to keep track of all of your estimated expenses. A short trip can be easy to budget for, he says. A longer trip can lead to higher varying costs, so you should be exhaustive. It's better to overestimate costs and have surplus than to underestimate and be scrambling to cut back. While you're away, you'll likely still have to pay your regular monthly bills for such items as utilities, cable, and mortgage or rent, says Spencer List, a CFP who traveled extensively in his former career as a professional musician. Plan your cash flow accordingly to cover expenses incurred at home while you are away, he says. Also factor in extra costs that you may incur for pet sitting or home sitting, yard maintenance, or home monitoring systems. If you have your heart set on a special destination or activities and are reluctant to consider less expensive options, start saving so you can meet your goals. Setting up regular automatic transfers from your checking account to a dedicated vacation fund is an effective and great way to build up the necessary cash. For their part, Patrick and his wife developed a savings plan for their travels and seek advice from financial advisors about it. Before departure, we try to cut costs and set a pretty strict budget, he says, and then we do our best to stick to it. The more you can save beforehand, the more freedom you have when you're on the road. Thirdly, you must also consider entry requirements. If you're traveling internationally, you'll need to do some extra homework. It's important to check the rules regarding passport expiration for your destination, as many countries require that a passport is valid for a certain number of months beyond the date you enter. You may also need to apply for a traditional visa or an electronic one called an e-visa. In addition, you must check whether your destination prohibits certain foods and medications from entering that country. Failing to comply can lead to severe consequences ranging from confiscation of needed medicines to potential jail or prison time. Government websites, your airline, and online travel forums can provide helpful information regarding this. A great starting point is the U.S. Embassy's website at www.usembassy.gov, which has a searchable database to get information about many different countries all around the world. The World Health Organization and the Centers for Disease Control can provide health-related data. Make sure to cross-reference any information that you find to ensure it's accurate and current. While doing your research, dedicate some time to get a feel for the etiquette and social practices of your destination as well, as that can foster deeper connections with locals and help you avoid unintended missteps with misunderstandings. For instance, certain areas have different cultural norms and nuances around clothing, tipping, and eating than those in the U.S. In addition, consider registering with the U.S. Department of State's Smart Traveler Enrollment Program, or STEP. The free service lets you enroll your trip with the nearest U.S. embassy or consulate so you can receive information about safety conditions in your destination country and get assistance in case of emergencies, such as natural disaster or civil unrest. Thirdly, you must try to control your costs. The earlier you plan, the more choices you'll have when it comes to flights, accommodations, and tickets to in-demand events and attractions. To maximize potential savings, try to be flexible with your travel dates and times. You can save money by traveling on less popular days, says Apple. When he traveled to Australia, where hotels in big cities tend to be much more expensive on weekends, he visited Sydney during the week to save some money. You can also cut costs and more easily get into sought-after restaurants and attractions if you travel during less popular periods. For instance, you can opt to travel during the shoulder season, the weeks between peak and off-peak travel. This approach not only saves money, but helps you also to avoid crowds and get more of a chance to interact with locals. Just make sure that your preferred destinations or activities will be open during your travel period. Websites such as Kayak and Google Flights let you track flight prices so you can take advantage if the price of your flight drops. Just type in your home airport and destination airport, pick the flights that suit your schedule, and set a price tracking alert. You can also stay informed about deals and promotions by signing up for email alerts from travel websites, restaurants, and deal aggregators like Groupon. Also, make sure you capitalize on rewards. Take advantage of perks offered by airlines, hotels, and your credit card issuers, such as cashback, airline lounge access, early boarding, and waived bag fees. That's Clint Henderson, the managing editor of The Points Guy, a website that provides tips and tools for enhancing travel. Many credit cards also cover the fee for global entry or TSA PreCheck, which provide expedited access through airport security and customs. You simply pay the application fee for global entry or TSA PreCheck with the credit card, and you get a statement credit. Consider opening a new credit card to take advantage of a large sign-up bonus. One card that Henderson recommends is Chase Sapphire Preferred, which has a $95 annual fee, but new users earn 60,000 bonus points after spending just $4,000 on purchases in the first 3 months after opening the account. That equates to about $750 to use towards travel when redeemed through Chase Ultimate Rewards. It not only gives a sign-up bonus, but the miles transfer to many airline and hotel partners, he says. But be sure to understand your credit card's terms and conditions as well as any associated fees. When traveling abroad, it's critical to have a credit card that doesn't charge foreign transaction fees. Most travel-focused cards, including Chase Sapphire Preferred, waive that fee. To avoid incurring interest, pay off the credit card balance every month. Credit cards can provide plenty of perks, but you don't have to open one to get rewards. Airlines and most hotels have programs to earn perks, such as free flights and free stays. Make sure the hotel or airline has your loyalty number attached to the reservation, and watch those point balances grow, says Henderson. Also, sometimes you'll get free stuff just for signing up for the loyalty program. For example, Delta offers free Wi-Fi on many flights to those with a SkyMiles number. Some hotels provide free Wi-Fi as a perk to their loyalty members. Many hotels also offer benefits that range from free bottled water to room upgrades, he says. Also think about getting creative with your accommodations. For his travels through Australia and New Zealand, Apple wanted to splurge on food and spend less on lodging. So in addition to staying with friends and at a hotel, he also slept in private rooms in hostels. Since I am out and about most of the time when traveling, where I stay is not really as very important to me, he says. But I really enjoy food. At one point on his trip, he had a gourmet meal that included pork belly and slow-braised lamb shank that cost 3 times more than a night at an upcoming hostel. If a hostel suits you, check out hostelworld.com, which can help you locate potential lodging. The site lists 36,000 properties in more than 180 countries and includes traveler reviews. Other strategies to make lodging affordable include doing a home swap, through which you live in a local's home while they stay in yours. You can also pet sit in exchange for lodging. When exploring those options, make sure you go to reputable websites with positive reviews, keep security measures in mind, and have clear, detailed agreements that outline all the expectations. Often, renting a home through websites like Airbnb or Vrbo can give you more bang for your buck than staying at a hotel. Many come with kitchens, so you can prepare meals from local markets and grocery stores, allowing you to spend less on dining out while still getting a taste of foods from the area. And some home rentals come with a washer and a dryer, which will help to reduce your packing and save the time you'll spend searching for a laundromat. One pro tip in regard to this is from Apple, who says, always bring along laundry detergent sheets. They're lightweight and have concentrated detergent embedded in them. You can also cut costs while giving back by opting for a volunteerism. That's volunteer, T-O-U-R-ism, trip. And that combines volunteering and a vacation. A website called Go Overseas offers reviews of overseas trips, programs, and jobs, and also provides a search tool for volunteer projects. It organizes trips at destinations all around the world, so if you have that in mind, you can volunteer and save some money while vacationing. Lastly, be sure you understand your travel insurance options. Travel insurance typically falls into two main categories: policies that cover your trip and property, and policies that cover your health. That's according to Susan L. Combs, founder and CEO of insurance brokerage firm Combs & Company. These policies can cover situations such as trip cancellations, lost luggage, and medical emergencies. What you need will depend on your specific situation and your tolerance level for uncertainty. In addition, some countries require visitors to have medical travel insurance. Even if your credit card provides some travel-related coverage, it's best to explore additional options for extended travel to create a comprehensive plan. The cost of travel insurance depends on factors including your trip length, your price, location, and your age, but it generally runs about 5 to 6% of the cost of your trip. Don't rely on your U.S. health insurance plan, as it will likely provide little or no coverage abroad. Medicare also doesn't extend overseas. You have lots of options for finding coverage, however, among them going to insurer sites, exploring travel insurance comparison sites such as Squaremouth, or consulting with an insurance broker. In addition, if you book with a travel agent, they'll likely have a preferred vendor that has been vetted, says Combs. Most travel medical plans allow you to select from multiple deductibles and values for the cost of care. For example, if you want a policy with no deductible and up to $1 million in coverage, you'll pay far more than you'd pay for one with a $5,000 deductible and $100,000 in coverage. You typically get what you pay for when it comes to these kinds of insurance, Combs says. If someone is telling you a $10,000 trip can be insured for $50, that policy is only as good as the paper it's written on, he claims. Also, Combs emphasizes the importance of understanding your policy's claim procedures before you might have to use it. Do you need to see a physician on locations? Do you need to file a police report? She says, understanding what needs to happen can save you headaches in the long run. It's a lot easier to digest and understand that information early and before you're in crisis. And so, lots of good tips there, and they have an inset here that says, create a pre-departure checklist. A well-crafted trip may require months of planning, but your departure date can still come up pretty quickly. To reduce stress and enhance your pre-trip excitement, start writing down your to-dos as early as possible. Proactively manage your tasks instead of waiting until right before you leave. Here's a list to help you get started. If you're traveling overseas, first contact your bank and credit card companies. Let them know of your overseas travel plans to reduce the odds of transactions being flagged or declined. Second, visit a local bank or credit union. Exchange money to get currency for your destination. Thirdly, contact your cell phone company and research SIM card options. Determine which plans and tactics will work best for your needs and your budget. Next, load free communication apps. Look into options such as WhatsApp and Facebook's Messenger. And lastly, check whether you need an international driving permit to drive at your destination legally. If so, you can get one of those through the American Automobile Association. Additional items to put on your checklist are bills that need to be on auto pay, needed prescriptions that need refills, putting a hold on mail and newspapers, creating a detailed packing list, plan where to keep your car if you don't have driving in your destination, sign up for travel alerts from your airline, arrange for someone to take care of things at home like pets and plants, develop a plan for necessary home maintenance such as lawn care, create a strategy for your home security, and leave a copy of your itinerary with a trusted friend or family member. All of those are very, very good tips. So, start planning that vacation. Summer's coming up. All right, next article. And this sort of relates to what we were just talking about, although it's not really related to travel, but it is something that people should, that often people don't think about and probably should. And it's again in the fundamentals section of the magazine. The headline of this article is why you should consider disability insurance. If illness or injury leaves you unable to work, a policy could be a financial lifeline. It's an article by Ella Vincent of the Kiplinger staff. As of 2021, according to the Census Bureau, 12% of workers in their prime earning years, ages 35 to 64, were disabled. At the same time, nearly one-fourth of Americans have no emergency savings, according to a survey by Bankrate. While the Social Security Disability Insurance, or SSDI, program provides benefits for individuals who meet its criteria for disability, the application process is often long, many applicants are rejected, and benefits are modest. It's merely around $1,500 a month this year. So, disability insurance is one of the most effective ways to protect you and your family if you're unable to work. If your employer offers long-term disability insurance, you may be able to obtain a policy that covers about 60% of your income for 5 years or longer, according to the Insurance Information Institute. You typically apply during open enrollment, and because the policies are usually offered as part of a group plan, you probably won't have to take a medical exam to qualify. That's an important consideration if you have health issues. Most employers cover the premium, but you'll likely have to pay taxes on disability payments. Although employer insurance is helpful, it may not provide sufficient coverage to pay all of your bills if you're out of work, and you'll likely lose that insurance if you change jobs. An individual policy can fill in the gaps. And if you don't have access to a workplace disability policy, you'll need to buy one on your own. If that's the case, you must be sure to find the right policy. You can shop for disability insurance policies at www.policygenius.com, or you can work with an independent insurance agent. You should look for a policy that's best suited to your lifestyle and that offers the option of adding coverage if your circumstances change. For example, if you have a family, you may want more coverage than a single person. Disability policies typically provide short-term or long-term coverage. Short-term insurance is intended to cover from 40 to 70% of your salary for 3 to 6 months, or until you're able to return to work, whichever comes first. The cost can be as low as $10 a month. A long-term policy should last for years, potentially until you reach retirement age. It will typically replace a 60 to 80% of your income if you're unable to work. Prices vary depending on your income, but the average cost can run as high as $250 a month. Premium costs will depend not only on the length of coverage, but also on your job, age, and gender. If you're younger than 40 and you work in a low-risk occupation, premiums may be based on just 1 to 3% of your income. However, if you're 40 or older or work in high-risk physical jobs, premiums could cost as much as 5 to 7% of your salary. Women may be charged higher premiums because they tend to file more claims also, just historically speaking. The type of coverage matters too, especially if you have a highly specialized job. T. Eric Reich, a certified financial planner and founder of Reich Asset Management, advocates buying an own occupation policy. These policies typically have higher premiums, but they help you maintain your standard of living if you're unable to perform specialized tasks associated with your occupation. If you're, for example, a skilled surgeon, an own occupation policy will provide coverage if you're unable to perform those surgeries, even if you could perform another job. An any occupation policy will provide benefits only if you're unable to work at all, something I never knew. So, be sure when you're comparing policies, focus on what will provide the most protection for you and your loved ones. The ability to work and earn income is your most important asset, Reich says, but often it's too often taken for granted. And that's probably true. Many of us, I don't think, probably think about not being able to work due to an accident and what we'll do in case of that. So this sounds like a good tip for almost anyone. Well, that brings us about to the end of our time. As usual, you can reach us here at WRRS with any comments or questions you might have. Our number is 513-487-4245. This has been Jeff Eisman for Kiplinger Personal Finance Magazine. Thanks for listening. I hope you have a great day.